Big Sister, the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Arrival and departure. It was only a few short hours ago that Deanne Carville left the Glens Falls Railroad Station for New York and John. And now, Big Sister is just arriving at that same station, unaware of what has happened, but depressed enough by the knowledge of her own failure. The station seems even more drab and empty than it did that afternoon. And as Ruth walks toward the exit, she has the feeling that its drabness and emptiness may be a symbol of what her life is going to be like from now on. Then...
I'll take your bags, Ruth.
What? Oh, Reed.
I won't drop them, really. That's it.
But, Reed...
Why so surprised?
Well, because when I spoke to Diane, I told her I didn't want anyone to meet me. Either you or Dr. Carville. It's terribly late.
All the more reason for it. I was afraid there might not be any cabs, and I knew there wouldn't be any porters. This way, I've got Dr. Carville's car.
Is he...
No. He followed instructions. He's home. Here we are. In you go. Have you had dinner? I wasn't sure whether there was a diner on the train, whether you wanted to go straight home or stop off someplace.
If you don't mind, straight home, Reed.
Of course. I'm not going to ask you any questions, Ruth. There's nothing much to ask. And, well, I know how tired you must be. But if there's anything you want to know about what's been happening here...
Is Richard all right?
It was this afternoon. I called.
Then everything else can wait until tomorrow.
Right.
Glancing sideways, Reed sees Ruth's eyes close and her head go back against the shiny seat cover. And for the first time, he becomes aware of how exhausted she is by her ordeal. They drive on through the dark, quiet streets. Then...
Ruth, you're home.
Oh. Thanks, Reed.
I'll take you back, then.
No, you needn't bother, really.
Oh, I won't stay, unless you want me to.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather you didn't.
I understand.
I failed. You know that, don't you, Reed?
Now, why do you say that, Ruth? You can't tell just because he didn't come back with
but
you.
But I did. When I went there to New York, I was... Well, I was a little afraid, but... I was hopeful. I was sure I could get him to see things in perspective. Then when I saw him... Yes, even the first time... I just couldn't reach him.
Ruth.
When I left, I...
Ruth, please.
I'm sorry, Reed. I'm all right. It's just that... Well, I did fail. I know I did.
Ruth, he needs time to think about whatever you said to him, and a lot of other things as well. Tomorrow, next week, next month, he may just pick himself up, get on a train, and come back here. The important thing is not to give up hope.
Thanks, Reed, for picking me up, driving me home, and for everything else.
Reed?
Why, yes, Dr. Carville. Where are you?
In here, the living room.
Oh, I thought you'd gone to bed.
What would be the sense of that? I couldn't sleep.
No, I suppose not.
Well, did you meet her all right?
Mm-hmm. Train was just a few minutes late.
And how was she?
Hard to say. You know how she holds on to herself.
Yes.
Ruth looked, well, pretty worn out.
I can imagine. What did she say?
Not very much. I didn't ask any questions, of course.
Well, naturally.
Said that she'd failed, that she found out that she couldn't reach him.
I know. I felt the same thing, that he'd closed the door on everything and everyone he ever knew, locked himself away.
Well, I tried to tell her that there might be a delayed reaction, but, Well, I don't think I was fooling her any more than she was fooling herself.
I'll see her tomorrow. Talk to her, too. I don't know whether she'll want to come right back to the office again or not. In a way, it might be a good thing. Keep her too busy to think. On the other hand, she doesn't know about Diane.
No. Well, at least I didn't tell her.
That's good. She's got enough on her mind as it is.
What about you?
What do you mean?
Diane, and now Ruth, too.
Oh, that. Somehow you can always be a lot clearer about someone else's problems than you can be about your own.
Yes, that's true. Funny.
What is?
Oh, the way this all worked out. Ruth leaving John, leaving New York, and coming back here. Diane leaving here and going to New York to John. If you knew the speed of the two trains, you could figure out exactly where they passed each other, going in opposite directions.
Very interesting when you put it in a mathematical formula, but people aren't algebraic symbols.
I know. Why do things like this have to happen?
Would you do something for me, Reed?
Well, of course. What is it?
I'm tired, awfully tired. Would you play something for me?
Well, I really don't feel very much like it.
Well, perhaps that's a good reason why you should.
Music hath charms, huh? And discipline. One of the first things you learn if you want to be a doctor. No emotion. Have to learn to control it. Nothing much you can do about what you feel, but just don't show it. Just go on as if nothing really touches you. And then after a while, atrophy sets in and you won't feel anymore.
Oh, please, Reed, please.
Sorry, Dr. Carville. I'll just play.
We return to the story of Big Sister after this message from our sponsor. Half hour later now, Ruth is alone in the living room of a house she has lived in for years, but which now suddenly seems strange and alien, very large and very empty. Her housekeeper, Mrs. Carter, left a few minutes ago, but Ruth still can't seem to get herself to climb the stairs, go into the bedroom that from now on is going to have one empty bed. Finally, she does start up, walking quietly down the upstairs hall. She pauses for a moment outside Richard's room. Silence. But unable to restrain herself, she opens the door, looks in.
Mother, is that you?
Richard. Oh, did I wake you?
No, Mother. I tried to stay up. I wanted to wait for you. But then I must have fallen asleep. And, oh, Mother.
Oh, Richard, my dearest.
Oof. I missed you. I missed you an awful lot.
And I missed you more than you'll ever know. Well, that's why I just had to look in here. I couldn't wait until tomorrow morning to see you.
I would have felt bad if you hadn't. It's been an awful long time. At least, well, it seemed awful long.
Well, it couldn't have seemed any longer to you than it did to me, Rich. But I'm home now.
Yes. Mother?
Yes, dear?
Did Daddy come home with you? Is he here, too?
No, Richard, he's still in New York.
Oh, I see. I saw quite a lot of Reed, Dr. Bannister, while you were away.
Did you, dear?
Yeah. He took me to a ball game once and out fishing. I got a perch that size, over a pound.
Oh, I wish I'd seen it, Richard.
Well, maybe we can go again sometime. Mother, is Daddy coming back?
That's a pretty hard question to answer, Richard, with just a plain yes or no.
You don't have to answer, Mother. I just thought
I'd like to try, Richard. It's just that, well, it is a little complicated. You see, I love your father very much. And I know that he loves both of us, too. We spend a lot of time together in New York talking about ourselves and about you. He wasn't very happy, Richard. He missed us both a lot. And he's going to miss us even more. But still, he felt it would be best if he didn't come back to Glen Falls with me right now. Not until he's sure he understands a great many things. It's not going to be easy for any of us. Because we can't be sure that he is going to come back. But we can hope. And somehow when you do that, keep your courage. Keep on hoping. Things do work out one way or another. Richard? Oh, bless you. Sleep well.
Bending down, Ruth kisses the sleeping boy, then tiptoes out of the room. She has no way of knowing whether what she has said has given him any comfort or reassurance. But, strangely enough, she herself feels better than she has in many weeks. And now, this message from our sponsor. Tomorrow on this station to Big Sister. This has been a production of Nana Radio. Howard Petrie speaking.